when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all you precious, precious, precious Blood River Radio family out there. Where you listen to? You're listening to Blood River Radio, and we always say that Blood River Radio, to my knowledge, is the only radio media. We don't call it a show because, people, this is not a show we're involved in here at Blood River Radio. It is a life and death battle. We're not involved in a game of what we do here at Blood River Radio. We're fighting global white genocide. That's our flagship issue. Never forget, never confuse it with anything else. And we used to hammer a lot on South Africa, and South Africa is still pretty much our poster child for global white genocide. But the quote ran, and other people in our, I don't like to call it a movement, in our mindset, our Christian mindset, people who have wisdom and discernment. And Rand said it last week. We're South Africa here, and it's getting worse by the day. Anyway, I'll tell you more about that in just a second. I'll make it just a minute, rather. But this here is a Christian radio show. So you know what? Today, before I forget, I'd like to wish you all, I feel kind of like a hypocrite for saying this. Happy Memorial Day, folks. We're going to celebrate all the kids, all the people out there that were slaughtered, had their limbs blown off, their guts blown out in the field, had all their eyeballs, their heads and stuff, guts, their heart, liver, lungs, their pancreas, put back into plastic bags and sent home with that American flag. God bless it. God bless America, buddy, for sending them home and thrown into a ground. And they're remembered, what, once or twice a year. Anyway, I guess that's my backward way of wishing you a happy Memorial Day for people that really use it. It's supposed to honor veterans who, I'm a veteran, but I don't say it proudly because I was drafted. I was forced to go into indentured service into the U.S. Army. Anyway, people, this is a Christian radio show, and am I bitter? You're damn right I'm bitter. This is a Christian radio show, so if you will, we're not praying to Israel, we're praying to our Father, Almighty God. So you feel, bow your heads, people. Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of the all seen and unseen, a God who is not a respecter of men, who does not worship at the feet of Israel, who does not worship at the feet of Jews. The God who is God, he worships, he is not a respecter of anybody. Oh, Father, if you will, look down here on this earth, and we were in dire trouble. Us people that follow you, Christians that follow you, look up to you, I know you know this, but we need you real soon. Because we are being hounded, we're being pursued and persecuted by the enemy. And dear Lord, as you know, they are their follower, the devil. They are of the so-called officer corps. And their end goal is to make sure every single white Christian on the face of the earth is dead. They want to exterminate us, oh Lord. And Lord, that's their plan. And Lord, they're over halfway there. They most certainly are. Anyway, Lord, if you will, give us the right heart. Make sure we're not doing this out of our fight here at Blood River Radio, Lord. Make sure we are not helping us not to do it with our own agenda to glorify ourselves here at Blood River Radio. Make sure that we are doing it for you, oh God, And if whether we win or lose, God, we will still, it doesn't matter. Even if we know we're going to lose this battle, we know what happens when we die. We're going to join with Jesus Christ forever. So no matter, even like I say, Lord, even if we do die, we will, if we know we're going to die in this battle and lose, we will still always honor you. We will never, ever take a knee to Baal. We will never, ever take a knee to the international Jewish world order, Zog. Never, never, never in a million years. Anyway, Lord, if you will, bless this radio show. Give us the wisdom and the discernment to keep our eyes on the target, on the enemy. Give us the courage to always, always march to the danger, march to the gunfire. Never back off for a second, Lord. And Lord, I ask all this in your son's name, Jesus Christ, who came here on his own and paid the sin price so that we might serve, so we might earn, get heaven someday, Lord, by the grace of God. We didn't earn it. I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. People, I gave you a Memorial Day, but it is May the 27th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, God. No other man, no other name under the heavens can save a man other than Jesus Christ Almighty. Well, folks, that's about it right now. As far, we don't have as much housekeeping chores as we usually have. There was no donors this past week, I don't think. I hadn't been in here long in the studio, but I don't, if I did forget, we'll honor them later. But just a quick outline of what's going on tonight. We had the next 3 weeks, we're going to be honoring the United States ship Liberty on the first hour specifically. Next week, maybe an hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours. But Phil Torney, who had his own radio program on Liberty News Radio. I'm very proud I was able to work with the sailors of the United States Ship Liberty, the United States Ship Liberty Association. We got them, Sam worked with us. We got them their own radio show. I'm always proud of that. Matter of fact, if I look over to the left, I see a check for $1,500 that I wrote and sent it to Sam so that the USS Liberty guys could have their program. And they reimbursed me later, but I had faith in them. But anyway, Phil can't come on tonight. He was scheduled to come on. He's just not up to it, he said. Not taking him at his word. Phil's a brother. But we are going to have, we have another sailor, and I think he's probably my favorite one, Bob Scarborough. Bless his heart. I love Bob. I'd do anything for him. He's a fellow veteran. You know, he probably joined. I didn't. Like I said, I was drafted. But, hey, you know, we were both, you know, snagged, blasted into the same cahoots, you know, fighting for the New World Order. Neither one of us knew a whole lot about it, and then that's what we were doing. But I know I'm rambling on, which I'm bad about doing it. Let me give you the rest of the outline. Like I said, that we're going to do a complete in-depth study for you people about the United States Ship Liberty, and it's going to take a lot. We're going to give you all the facts. We're going to give you all the nuts and bolts on what happened on that day. June the 8th of 1967, when those poor sailors and Marines were put out like sacrificial goats, sacrificial sheep. They had no idea what they were going into. But the stinking Jews of the stinking outlaw apartheid state of Israel, the sons of their father, the devil, they knew what they were doing. And you know what? They knew full well that the United States government wasn't going to help those sailors. Not only that, they knew full well the Jews, the stinking Jews in the stinking Israel, they knew that Lyndon Baines Johnson, may he burn in hell forever, and Robert McNamara, the defense secretary, may he burn in hell. They both knew what was going on. Not only did they know, they helped those Israelis attack the United States Ship Liberty without any fear of repercussions. And here's something else. The greatest thing that came out, the greatest negative that came out of the United States Ship Liberty, folks, was, it was as horrible as it was, That incident, the main point of that incident you need to remember is it signaled to Israel, it signaled to the United States of America, to the United States of America's citizens, to the soldiers, the airmen, the Marines that exist to this day, the empty-headed, ignorant bastards, young bastards that go in and volunteer for the satanic government military, is signaled to them, to me, to the courts, to the Congress, to everybody in the world that there's nothing on earth that the Jews and Israel can do to America, that the people that run this country, the criminal cabal that run this country, they will act. They will never, ever say anything negative about their masters in Israel. They will never lift a finger to attack Israel in defense of a soldier, a sailor, an airman, a Marine, a Coast Guard. They'll never stand up for a veteran. They'll never stand up for an American citizen, because when that satanic country Israel is involved, when these stinging Jews are involved, they're sons of the devil. Israel will always win. They'll always come out on top. Israel has not only no fear for the United States of America, they have utter contempt for the United States of America, because they know we have the sorriest leaders on the face of the earth. They know this country probably has the only leaders in the past 1,000 years that hates its own citizens. It turns on its own citizens. And along with Israel, it mocks them. I mean, who does not hate a coward? Who does not hate a traitor? Who does not hate a Judas goat? A goat. If you know, well, people, I hear the music. I went off on this kind of rant during my outline. We'll be right back in a minute, folks. But I'm really emotional about this.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. Callforcivility.com.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dear Blood River Radio family, there's just so many things I need to bring to your attention. It's impossible to do it in a short 3 hours. I think I forgot the little outline. Brother Rand is working his tail off. He's making hay while the sun shines. They're making hay. They're baling up hay down in Alabama. They have to do it when the weather's right. So he's not going to be on here with me. He was really supposed to be here. Phil was going to be here, but that's okay. Maybe Rand could be back next week. The second hour is going to be Sister Nancy's and Sister Monica, the Blood River Radio Sisters. They're coming on. Great, great stuff. The third hour is going to be Brother Gene, the Bitter Ender. He's coming on with Miss Valerie Protopapas to go over an article that she published in the Barnes Review. Now, back what I was talking about, folks. I just can't believe that the people in the United States of America have been kept so ignorant. I mean, and you know what? There's no excuse that you went to the public fool system, the public school system, into your stinking churches. That will never, ever touch them. They'll never, ever tell you who the enemy is. And it's the same enemy since the Garden of Eden. It's the Jew. It's always the same enemy. If we could get rid of these Jews, you know what? We wouldn't have to worry about these feral blacks. Are all blacks feral? No, they're not. I know some white people that are worse than them, but I'm talking about the 90%. Anyway, listen, I think what I'll do is I'm going to read a letter right quick, like from Mr. Buddy, who I'm going to dedicate this show to Mr. Buddy. I was supposed to go visit him last week. I just could not get away. I'm going to try to get next week. But Mr. Buddy sent me this letter. I hope he's listening. In the mail. He said, this is a statement in the convention concerning Jewish immigration by Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin knew what a Jew was. He wrote it in he made the statement in 1789. And here's what he says, addressing the Congress of the United States. He says, there is a great danger for the United States of America. This great danger is the Jew. Gentlemen, in every land which the Jews have settled, they have depossessed the moral level, and lowered the degree of commercial honesty. They have remained apart and unassimilated. They have created a state within a state. And when they are opposed, they attempt to strangle the nation financially, as in the case of Portugal and Spain. For more than 1,700 years, they have lamented their sorrowful fate, namely that they were driven out of their motherland. But gentlemen, if the civilized world today should give them back Palestine and their property, they would immediately find pressing reasons for not returning there. Why? Because they're vampires. They cannot live among themselves. They must live among Christians and others who do not belong to their race. If they are not excluded, gentlemen, from the United States by the Constitution, within less than 100 years, they will stream into this country in such numbers that they will rule and destroy us and change our form of government, for which we Americans shed our blood and sacrifice life, property, and personal freedom. Keep in mind, folks, this letter has been copied by hand, these are the words of the late Benjamin Franklin. He goes on. If the Jews are not excluded within 200 years, our children will be working in the fields to feed the Jews while they remain in the counting houses, gleefully rubbing their hands. I warn you, gentlemen, if you do not exclude the Jews forever, your children's children will curse you in your graves. And they rightfully so, I'll add, emphasis mine. Their ideals are not those of Americans, even when they have lived among us for 10 generations. The leopard cannot change the spots. The Jews are a danger to this land, and if they are allowed to enter, they will imperil our institutions. They should be excluded by the Constitution. That's Benjamin Franklin. And folks, I'm going to read something else. Biscuit, God bless Biscuit. He's one of the major cogs that in this wheel of the gears that keep this show going with his financial assistance. I've got to read this. I don't usually read a whole lot, but this is great. Then we'll talk about his email he sent me, his text, excuse me. He says, Eddie, hello, Eddie. You often quote Solzhenitsyn when you warn of the coming Red Terror and white genocide. The knock at the door, and then those arrested are never heard from again. We've seen plenty of those stories lately. Here's a story that I stumbled across and started following. Back in 2020, a young Alabama state representative named Will Desmukes spoke at a birthday party honoring General Forrest. The Zog media predictably mounted a withering attack. The Southern Baptists, may they burn in hell, the Southern Baptists disowned him and removed him from his post. He didn't bow to pressure to resign from his office and announced that he would run for re-election. Care to guess what happened to him? He was arrested and charged with grand theft from his previous employer. He was put on trial and convicted. His father committed suicide after the verdict was read. He will be sentenced next month to between 2 and 20 years in prison. He didn't follow the script, and Zog has effectively ruined his life. Eddie, it's stories like that that show how deadly serious our condition has become. I support you because you're the only broadcaster that doesn't act like it's a game. I know you'll never waver and will never give a quarter. And that's for damn sure. This kid, like I say, I'm pulling him up right now. Here's what they always say. They always try to say a Klan leader. Alabama lawmaker celebrated KKK leader resigns from church. Not only was he in the church, he was a friggin' pastor. And the reason he resigned is he said he didn't want, and this is what I don't understand about the pastor, if he's got one brain in his head. He said he did not want his church to be kicked out where they to lose fellowship with the SBC, the Southern Baptist Convention. I say, cut them loose. Who would want to be with the Southern Baptists? They're a bunch of Satan worshiping, Jew worshiping, Israel worshiping. They're not parasites, but they're apostate. That's what I'm looking for. They're apostate, and they're you know what? They're so blinded by Satan that they just, I guess, cannot read the error of their words. But, you know, people, now, like I say, there's so many ways I need to go, so many things I want to do, but there's just not enough time because I forgot to tell you, we're bringing on, in place of Phil Torney, pretty soon, probably about 20 minutes, I guess. No, less than that. In just a few minutes, we're going to bring on my brother. He's my favorite sailor. His name is Bob Scarborough. The reason we didn't bring him on the first of the hour is his health is not that great. And his voice gets weak. It kind of like Tom Goodrich. Their voice is kind of like, you know, pretty weak right now because of illness and things. But we're going to be bringing him on soon. I can't believe how fast it's going because there's so many things I wanted to get to and I just can't do it. But to preview, I just want you to know, the same people that attacked that attacked USS Liberty, the same damn people that attacked United States Ship Liberty on June the 8th of 1967, the Jews in Israel, they owned the United States of America. Guess what? They had in the government, they're riddled. Our government is riddled with these Jews just like, there's like, you know, moths in a closet full of fine wool. They get the damn moths that they lay their eggs. You can't get rid of them without destroying the whole jacket. They're riddling our government. For instance, by the way, I've said this is just going to be a quick preview of what we're doing the next couple of weeks on the Liberty. So I'll settle down a minute. I'm really pissed off and discouraged because we can't get more people in this country to get behind us what we're trying to do. But I got to settle down. Anyway, I'm going back to Earth here. For instance, to show how they're riddled in our government, it's Eugene Rostow, in third command of the State Department. He was funneling secrets, the military strategy, to Israel from the United States. What a shocker, a Jew in the United States government becoming a traitor, the so-called dual citizenship Israeli, who they have dual citizenship, but by God, they have a mono loyalty, a single loyalty. Their loyalty to themselves first and foremost and to their fellow stinking Jews. And they're, most of all, they're loyal to their father, Satan. And we can never get along with these people. We can never compromise with them. You can never bring them in because just like Benjamin Franklin said, if you ever bring them in, they will dispossess the people who actually started this country. They'll bring the morals down so low. They'll bring the morals down so low and it almost embarrass their fathers as Satan. My God, I know I'm getting off track here, but there's so much to cover. Just look at what's going on at Target and with the North Face. They're actually celebrating Satanism. Well, folks, I ran out of time to talk about some facts about the Liberty, but maybe we can bring him on when we bring my brother, Bob Scarborough. Be right back, folks.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The skies are a little more crowded this weekend.
Some 10 million passengers are expected to pass through airports across the USA over Memorial Day weekend. Right there with them at LAX is this woman headed to Japan who talked with KTLA.
I haven't seen them for about 3 years.
Air travel for the holiday weekend is back to its highest level in over 3 years. I'm Jeremy Scott.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's confident a deal will be reached by the June 5th deadline to raise the debt ceiling. Speaking at the Capitol this morning, McCarthy said,
I don't give up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many times it takes. You want to make sure you get an agreement worthy of the American public.
He's meeting with White House negotiators for another round of talks today as they try to resolve the final areas of disagreement. President Biden also expressing optimism that negotiators are very close to a deal to raise the debt ceiling. The president made the comments as he left for Camp David for the long holiday weekend. In the meantime, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has given a little more breathing room to Congress by pushing back the date the U.S. may default to June 5th. Vice President Kamala Harris is making history by delivering the commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Harris told graduates that they are entering a world filled with threats to global security and stability. This July will mark the 47th anniversary that women were first admitted to West Point. A judge in South Carolina has temporarily blocked that state's new 6-week abortion ban. Governor Henry McMaster signed the restriction into law Thursday, saying it would save the lives of unborn children. But the judge put the temporary hold on the law until the state Supreme Court can determine if it's constitutional. Prosecutors in New York are telling former President Trump's lawyers that they have an audio recording of Trump and a witness as evidence in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. The evidence was made public in a court filing on Friday. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, God bless you, Blood River Radio family. Thank you so much for holding on. Listen, we have a great... He's a brother of mine. We're brothers in the heart and the mind. He was a sailor. I was Army. His name is Bob Scarborough, and we brought him on. We brought him on for the first 3 hours, but I told you why. His voice is kind of like a Tom Goodrich. His voice is kind of weak, so we're going to let him not wear him out. But Bob Scarborough was on the. Well, I'll tell you what, Bob. Give your own instead of me giving your bio. Tell the people who you are.
I was a cryptologist. On the USS Liberty when we were attacked on June 8, 1967. I was 2 decks below the main deck in radio operations after the, that was my GQ station, General Quarter Station was below decks. And I went down there, cranked up our radios, and we were listening for anything we could pick up from the enemy, because we did not know who was attacking us, because the aircraft were black and unmarked. So, and I didn't see them anyway because I was below decks the entire morning and until the GQ horn went off, and I went to my duty station or my station for GQ, which would have been down in radio operations.
Was that very far below deck? That wasn't on like up in the. I'm an Army guy, so excuse my ignorance. Was that up in? It wouldn't be up in what they call the bridge, would it? Would it be?
No. I was two decks below the main deck.
Oh, good. Okay, that's right. You said that two decks below.
I was a torpedo came through the side.
Wow. So you were how close to the correct me if I'm wrong, but what saved that ship? One of the many miracles that happened, the torpedo that hit, and I think the Israelis fired something like, if I remember right, somewhere I'll say 8 plus or minus torpedoes. The one that hit
5.
They shot. Okay.
Torpedo. Hey, our top end was 15 knots, so it's not exactly that we could run very far.
I got you.
So, and I'm sure the skipper had us flat out at 18 knots, whatever the ship would take. And so the torpedo hit on the starboard side of the ship. When it hit a cross member, which kept it from actually entering the ship before it exploded. So it exploded on the exterior of the ship, and it blew a 40-foot hole in the side, but fortunately, it didn't come into the ship and hit anything on the port side where I was. So it blew the bulkhead out in front of me. I don't even remember that happening. I was just thrown up into the overhead and landed on the deck, and I was unconscious for a while. I don't know how long. And actually, the rushing water brought me to consciousness. And I thought, what the hell? What is it? What happened? And I started working my way through the. And I don't know how I managed to do that. God was watching me or something, because I managed to go through all this blown up equipment and bulkheads that were crushed and get into a passageway, and ended up, by the time I was halfway down this passageway, I was treading water. And by the time I got to where the hatch was and the ladder was, but the ladder was literally gone. But I managed to swim up and hang on to a pipe in the overhead with about 18 inches of breathing space left. And there was, I don't know how many of us crowded into this small space in a passageway, which was the passageway, but we were all hanging on to a pipe in the overhead and just waiting for the ship to go down or that hatch to open. And finally, the hatch did open, and they were pulling guys up, one at a time through the hatch. There was the main hatch was about 6 feet, but there was a scuttle. It's called a scuttle in there with a wheel on it where you could open that scuttle, and it was big enough for a man to come through, and that's how we got out. Went up to the next level up, which there was Larry Bowen was standing right there, and I know he was in that area. That was hit where his GQ station was, and I know that they were thrown up into the overhead just like we were, except they were not underwater.
So
anyway, Larry handed me a life vest and said, go topside, which of course we did. But my chimes were still ringing. I had no idea. I mean, I was shaking my head. I didn't know what was going on. pretty crazy.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine. There was only. Now, get me wrong. You were probably before. By the way, Larry Bowen will be coming on the program next week. God bless him. Or another brother.
Yep.
I think, I know this may be an aside. Is Larry still the president, or do we? I know y'all rotate presidents of the U.S. of the U.S. Liberty Veterans Association. Is Larry still the president?
He is the president and will be the president until the new president is elected at our reunion in Colorado Springs. It's going to be in June.
Okay, in June, and I believe it's going to be. The 8th, 9th, and 10th for the reunion, I think, or this. Anyway, I'm going to look.
I think that's correct. I don't have the information in front of me.
If there's any way possible. But, go ahead.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, Bob. There's just a little delay in our transmission. So I'm not trying to talk over you. It seems like there seems to be a little delay in when you say thunder. That happens when I call Monica Schaefer, one of our other co-hosts. But if there's any way, I'm sure can't make any promises. I would love to hop on a plane. I don't know if I could fly straight into Colorado Springs. Probably couldn't. Have to go through Denver. I probably couldn't do it. I would love to fly out there with the guys and do a broadcast from out there. I know we could get Sam to do an hour. We'd have 3 hours of Blood River Radio. Probably James would probably come on TPC. But we would like to get y'all as much broadcast time as we could, if I could fly up there. There's so many ifs, you know. I'm like you. A lot of other people work all the time. And this, you know, we have to work to kind of help keep our heads above the water. But I'm going back to
– I'm retired.
Yes, sir. God bless you for that. You, Lord knows you deserve it. Going back to when you first woke up, you said there was about 18 inches of breathing space. So it was 18 inches from like a top of a steel floor to the water. That's all you had. You were hanging on.
I was in the water, hanging onto a pipe, and there was about a foot and a half between my head and the deck above me.
My God.
So, and there was a hatch right there at the top of the ladder. Of course, the ladder was all blown to hell, but we were hanging on to pipes in the overhead, waiting for the guys on the deck above us to get that scuttle open so we could get out.
You mean you were, if someone had to open that scuttle, I guess an army guy would call it a hatch, y'all would have been doomed to drown there. You had to be panicking. I mean, I couldn't imagine that panic. How did you keep your head? We're going to a break. Brother. We'll be right back after this. This will be the last break. We'll be back in just a minute. Be right back, folks.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the line of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare The lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, I must apologize tonight. I'm so damn emotional, and really, I really am. I get fired up, so I wish I could learn to control my emotions better. I've been told that it's more primitive. I have a more primitive brain because I haven't learned to control my temper and emotions, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, we have Bob Scarborough on. He is so graciously agreed to come on. His health is not that great. We're all getting older. I'm 76. I think Bob might be a year older than me, but brothers in arms. But what we're doing, just in case you just tuned in, this is the first of 3 weeks that we're going to be talking about the United States Ship Liberty. And we opened it up on Memorial Day weekend because I'm very, very bitter about these fake butt holidays. You know, when the United States is going to show great, our United States government is going to show great respect and love to the dead veterans, the ones that were killed, maimed, and wounded. And it's such a farce, that Memorial Day. I just get all so damn bitter about that. But anyway, we're talking about the United States Ship Liberty. It was attacked by our only allies in the Mideast, God-fearing, the Chosenites of Israel. And that's who tried to sink the United States Ship Liberty. And we don't have enough time. We'll go into more of why they tried to do it next week and the week after next. But right now, this is our opening shot for our three-week United States Ship Liberty honoring. We're honoring these guys. We're also trying as best we can with our meager resources to educate these people in like the Southern Baptists that refuse to open their eyes. It's the United Methodists, United Presbyterians. And I'll just shut up after. I'm just going to say I am a pre-denominational Christian. I don't belong to any of these stinking fake, church, the people that they're in what I call churchianity. They worship the churches, and et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, that's what we're doing. We're honoring the United States Ship Liberty. And Bob Scarborough, he's going to continue on. I was going to ask him, if you've been listening, Bob and some of his fellow soldiers, pitch black, they had about 18 inches of breathing space between the top deck, where they were trapped. There was no way out until somebody opened the scuttle. He called it a scuttle and a hatch, et cetera. He was doomed. They were doomed until somebody opened that scuttle. I couldn't imagine the panic. But anyway, we'll go there back to June the 8th of 1967 when Bob Scarborough, God bless him, and his fellow sailors were trapped in that water. Bob, I hope I'm not sounding theatrical or whatever, but what was going through your mind at the time? Did you think you were going to die?
Yeah. Yes, it was pretty frightening. I know there was a lot of guys that I don't know how I got there to where the hatch was or on the ladder so quickly, but I don't remember seeing anybody. Oh, I take that back. There was There was another shipmate whose foot was caught in the door into a passageway. And this was a regular door into an office. And his leg was caught in by the onrushing water. And I helped him get his foot loose from the door. And he and I went down about 10 feet down the passageway. And by that time, we were treading water. And we got into where the hatch and the ladder going to the next deck up was there. And there were already a lot of sailors already there hanging onto pipes in the overhead, which we joined them hanging onto the pipes in the overhead, waiting for people on the deck above us to get that, get the hatch open or get the scuttle open. The scuttle is that door we talked, round door we talked about in there with a wheel on it to unlock it, and waiting for them to get that open so that we could get up that ladder. And finally that the hatch opened, and it's surprising me to me that it was very orderly. I mean, somebody just pushed the guy ahead of him. Okay, get up there. You get up there. Somebody pushed me, got me up the ladder. And that's when I climbed through the hatch, and there was Larry Bowen happened to be standing there, and shoved a life vest in my hand and said, go topside, which I did. We were still a deck below the main deck there. And I didn't see anyone else. It was weird though, but because when we finally got into port, the only people that could go down there and pick up the bodies and the classified material were guys like me that had a clearance, had the top secret crypto clearance to go down to the in those spaces and pick up classified material and body parts and bodies. And so when we finally got to port 2 weeks later, the bodies had been soaking in that water for all that time, and it was god awful. Worst experience in my life.
You know, you bring
the attack was bad, but cleaning up body parts and scraping classified materials and things were that was hell.
That's incredible. You had to worry about classified materials when you were a great real. It's a miracle it didn't sink. You know, you brought up something else I'd like to mention. If I remember right, USS Liberty was about one day sailing time away from Crete. Where they had
that's correct.
I guess, but yet LBJ, Robert McNamara, and the Navy brass forced y'all to sail 8 days to Malta across some of the deepest part of the ocean. And I mean, that to me, I don't know how anybody could salute the flag anymore after knowing all that crap, but I don't want to get my emotions in this. But I mean, anybody with a grain of sense would know, what would ask the question, why not go to the nearest port, which is one day away, with a ship that's just been shot off to pieces? You know, I was listening to an admiral say, forget remember his name, it could have been Rear Admiral Thomas Brooks. He was the, if I remember right, he was the former director of Naval Intelligence. And he said, I know one of the admirals said that, but I know he was the former director of Naval Intelligence. I'm sure you know that. But he said the reason in his mind that the brass LBJ sent that ship on an 8-day voyage to Malta instead of 1-day voyage was because they were thinking it would probably sink. It would take all you guys, every single one of you guys, to the bottom. And there had been very little communications out to the world from the U.S. Liberty. If they had sunk, there would have been no danger of the world getting the news finding out what our greatest ally in the Mideast did to y'all. In your opinion, I know you're not a mind reader, but do you think that was too far off base, that statement?
Well, I'll tell you, the one of the reasons they did that, they didn't go to Crete because there were too many newspaper people, and there were helicopters flying around us from the newspapers, Life magazine. There's pictures of the ship after the attack in Life magazine that came out in late June that year. And while the Israeli war was on the cover, we were back on page 26, I think.
My God.
When the Life magazine, I have that issue, as a matter of fact. And but one of the reasons is that if we'd have gone to Crete, there would have been way too much access to newspapers and things like that. And by going to Malta, very small island out in the Med, 1,000 miles from nowhere, very few newspapers or came, or none that I know of, actually. And there may have been some, but there were, of course, I wasn't one of the people that they wanted to interview anyway. And so I think that's the reason, is because it was out of the way and not a lot of access to aircraft to come out to go to Malta.
Okay, well, what you told me, that would have to be, that stands to reason, that makes total common sense. You know, what's amazing to this day, we have just a few more minutes, of course. If you can, we're going to bring with Larry Bowen, will be on next week. He's agreed to come on next week. If you're able to, Bob, I would love to get you back on. And you wouldn't have to use your voice much. You could just answer quick questions. But before we go, let me ask you this. Now, I know the USS Liberty Association has been trying for years to get justice. How successful has the association been at getting this story out to the world, to the United States? How much suppression has been? Do you think I know this is kind of crazy. Do you think even 2% of American citizens have heard of this story? If they haven't heard of it, why haven't they not heard of it? Because of people like you, especially, and we're trying in our dinky way. Why have they not? Why? How many people? A two-part question. How many people know about it, and why not more? Go ahead, Bob, before we run out of time.
All I can tell you is that, one, it hasn't been on the news very much. However, we were shocked when we did a thing for Allison Weir, who is, I can't remember the name of her organization at the moment, but you know who she is. We
if
did
Americans
a
knew.
Program for her. Yes, if Americans
I met
knew,
her. She's a great lady.
Yes, she is. And we did a program with her, and with just interviews with us, and that was on, believe it or not, that was on, the advertisement for that was on the news on, not NBC, ABC, or CBS. It was on that...
CNN?
No, especially not CNN.
Fox?
Anyway, it was on Fox News, and they did a... they showed a commercial for that on Fox News. It was crazy. I was shocked when I saw it.
I don't blame you. Well, Bob, my brother, my dear brother, I love you. I'll do anything for you. That's, you call me anytime, day or night. We'll see you next week if you're able. I would love to get you on with Larry Bowen. God bless you. Tell your lovely wife I said hello. Dear people, you heard it. Next week, we're going to be doing more of this. We're going to transition to the second hour right now. We have to bring on Nancy and Miss Monica. Be right back, folks.